Views, 212 billion. Followers, 4.4 billion. Favorites, 793 million.
I can't say I'm an expert on human genitalia, but I don't think that guy's dick is supposed to be purple, is it? On tonight's episode of Dungeon Crawler World, Meadowlark and the Royal Court of Princess Donut are trapped. Here's how we got there.
Wow. Yours isn't nearly that big. Or oily looking. And it doesn't have that hat thing.
I can't watch this.
God damn it, Donut. Not now.
In a blatant disregard for the updated dungeon rules, Team Meadowlark crawler Jack Estes whipped out his veiny old uncircumcised hose and loosed a golden stream of destiny into the nearest wall. Joining me for commentary, as always, are our old friends, Shrek and Jegbarth. Shrek, what's your take on this rule change, especially so late on this floor?
Game is the game, Kevin. There's no changing it unless the showrunners want it changed, and that's exactly what happened in this case. This dumb crawler was given multiple warnings, both the showrunners and his own party members, but true to form, he didn't listen.
The man probably didn't even know where he was, Shrek. He was clearly old and senile.
Like you.
Come on, man. We just started this episode and already you're taking pot shots at me? Grow up.
I'm already a foot taller than you, Jack. If I get any taller, I might step on you by accident.
That's irrelevant. You know what I'm saying. These Meadowlark folks are old as fuck, and most of them can barely walk and talk, let alone fight off mobs.
Or rage elementals, which is exactly what spawned here when Jack Estes decided to piss on the dungeon wall.
I think it's rather admirable how his party member, Yolanda Martinez, reacted in the moment.
She put that arrow right into Jack's head without a moment's hesitation. Earned her a player killer skull, her first and her last. There's no doubt in my mind that she was a cold-hearted bitch.
Stone cold. Would've liked to see her go further.
She did what had to be done, and she did it to try to save everyone else in their party.
Hey, too little too late. Like so much else in this game.
Surely she'll go down in the history of the crawl. That's it! She's gone down! No one will remember her after today. Except that we'll all remember how that rage elemental turned her into a red mist with one swipe of its brutal claws.
That's right, it was vicious and violent, just how we like it.
A clean kill. But also, really damned messy at the same time.
Archers rarely make it far in this game anyway. Probably did her a favor by taking her out early.
You know a lot about going out early, Jake.
That's not what your mama said last night, Shrek.
Oh. My mama's been dead for over a century. You into necrophilia, Jegbarth?
Only when it makes you blush.
Ooh. We both know I'm physically incapable of blushing. I have a condition.
Speaking of conditions, Team Meadowlark and the Royal Court of Princess Donut are now effectively stuck in a safe room, penned in by the rage elemental. They can't get out, and it can't get in. We'll circle back to their plight if there are any further developments, but for now, let's recap some of the dungeon's most gruesome crawler deaths today.
I eased back in my chair and took a bite of fried chicken. A part of me registered that the food was downright delicious, but I could barely taste it. Donut sat at the table, being lovingly groomed with her new brush by the Babka Protector. The constitution buff had activated many minutes earlier, but she demanded he keep brushing. The safe room, like the first one we'd visited, had 20 rooms for rent. They were still free on the second level. People slept in all 20 of them. Outside, the rage elemental continued to scream and smash at the door. It hadn't let up, not for a second. The thing seemed to have an endless supply of energy. I already had a plan on how to deal with it. I discussed it over chat with Donut. I'd have to wait at least a full Syndicate Standard day, another 28 hours, before we'd be able to do it. That was how long the cooldown for my protective shell spell was. The problem was, this plan required us to abandon Team Meadowlark, not just the elderly folks, all of them. I sighed unable to concentrate on the show. Zev disappeared off the chat after the skirmish in the hallway. Donut, who'd apparently been chatting with her nonstop, was worried about the Kuatine. I didn't care. I was dreading our obligation to go on this talk show. We'd have to go on to the show before we left here. A wave of grubs descended upon us. I didn't know what was going to happen once they reached the hall with the Rage Elemental. I was hoping perhaps they'd distract the creature, cause it to wander off. I suspected we wouldn't get that lucky, but I had hope. Looking at the map, I guessed we'd find out just as the show ended. Donut and I both received a pair of achievements after our fight with the Rage Elemental.
New achievement! What goes up? You have been struck with and survived the dreaded reverse gravity spell. Well, you fared better than Albert II, the first Earth mammal to reach space alive. He was a rhesus monkey, in case you were wondering. He went up just fine. He didn't stick the landing. Reward? You can now tell people you're more durable than a monkey named Albert. New achievement! Like a moth to the flame, you attacked and caused damage to a mob that is more than 75 levels above your own. The fact that you're reading this suggests you're the luckiest fucker in the dungeon. Just remember, luck goes both ways. Like your mom. Reward? You've received a Platinum Lucky Bastard box!
Both of us received a similar item in the Platinum box. It was a lottery scratch-off ticket, just like any scratcher ticket one could buy at a gas station or a liquor store. The tickets themselves were different. Donut's was red and green and had a small graphic of a troll-like creature throwing gold coins in the air. It was called Dungeon Gold Rush. She had 6 spots to scratch off. She immediately moved to scratch it, but received an error message telling her she couldn't use the ticket in a safe room. I made her hand it over so I could read the description.
Dungeon Gold Rush. Scratch off 1 spot, and depending on the symbol revealed, your next attack against a mob will have varying effects. Guaranteed laughs. 1 hour cooldown between scratches.
I flipped the little cardboard ticket over, and it revealed about 20 different symbols. Most of the results were good, like mob drops 5,000 coins or damage against mob is doubled. But a few of the symbols offered some not-so-good choices, like mob splits in 2, or mob is invulnerable for 30 seconds.
Yeah, don't use this. Not until we talk about it some. The last thing we need is you scratching off a symbol that'll quadruple the next mob's strength.
Or I can scratch off a symbol and I will get 5,000 coins, Carl. Why must you always be so pessimistic?
Donut, like it's said, luck goes both ways. We'll talk about it later.
Fine.
I placed the ticket in front of her, and it disappeared into her inventory.
What does yours do?
My ticket was the same size, but it only had 5 spots to scratch off. It was red on one side and pink on the other. A small cartoon dragon sat in the corner, holding a spoon. The dragon's tongue was out, licking its lips. I read the description.
Fireball or custard? Scratch off a spot in the midst of battle, and this zany ticket casts a spell at the closest red-tagged mob. Each spot has a 50-50 chance. Will it cast a level 15 fireball? Will it cast a glob of delicious healing strawberry custard? Who knows? Either way, the results will be a hoot. 30-minute cooldown between scratches.
I love custard.
Donut looked up at the babka protector, whose name was Quist.
Get me custard.
Yes, princess. Right away, princess. What flavor?
Donut had finished the custard by the time the show premiered. She'd chosen strawberry, turned her nose up at it, and went with vanilla.
But it's not all miserable failures and death. Some of our crawlers are still cruising right along. The African party known as Lemu Mon is still pressing onward despite having finally run out of ammunition in their AK-47 machine guns.
It was inevitable. In a fantasy-style game like this, it's gonna be rare that a dungeon AI would give a bunch of them more ammo.
So they've taken to using their old weapons as clubs. Although a handful have also adopted swords and bow and arrows instead.
It's a better long-term strategy. The dungeon is more likely to upgrade its own loot over time than try to upgrade whatever weaponry a crawler might have come in with.
Yeah. This is absolutely the case with Crawler Heckler, who is still traveling with an all-female party, now called Brynhild's Daughters. She hails from Iceland, a country known for not being as icy as it sounds, but it's still pretty damned icy most of the time. Even so, Iceland has well over 100 volcanoes, most of which are active.
The dungeon AI is really leaning into Heckler's Norse origins. Iceland was founded by both Viking and Celtic explorers, but every ounce of loot Heckler has found hits that Viking heritage right on the nose.
It's a good look on her. The classic Viking helmet and the excessively glittery breastplate are a nice touch.
She's amazing. We should hook up with her group.
Something tells me I wouldn't be too welcome.
And Lucia Mar is still thrashing her way through the dungeon. She now has 4 player killer marks, so not even a fellow crawlers can slow her down.
This kid continues to impress me. Her pet Rottweilers are still as formidable as ever. CJ, that's what good dogs look like.
Now,
you see that?
The last thing I'm gonna listen to you about is dog behavior. Come back to me when you get permanently transformed into a bipedal wolf. Then we'll talk.
I've just received an update. Team Meadowlark and the Royal Court of Princess Donut are still trapped in that safe room with no hope of escaping anytime soon.
Rules are rules. The game's the game. Cascadia said they couldn't have crawlers pissing and shitting all up in those hallways, so they had to make a change.
Now, we've already established that I'm into some kinky shit.
Oh, yeah.
But even I don't want to see geriatric crawlers defecating in public. It was a good rule to implement, and it was the right call by the showrunner.
Yeah.
Sure, there were some bathroom issues early on, but those have been patched, and now we're looking good.
Yeah, because piss is worse than blood and guts and whatever that is that comes out of the grubs.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself, gents. As always, thank you, Shrek and Jegbar, for your insightful commentary. We'll leave it tonight with a quick replay of Jack's Piss of Destiny, because it's just too good to not watch it one more time. Watching those crawlers scamper off to the safe room with that rage elemental chasing them is surely an entertaining sight, especially when Carl tossed his jugaboom at it before he closed the door.
The show paused, showing the recipe of the Carl's jugaboom. My mugshot appeared briefly with "Added to the Dungeon Codex" stamped over it.
He really did have a weird-looking dick,
Chris said after a moment. Imani walked up to him, wrapped her arms against the large man, and started laughing and crying at the same time.
Hello, crawlers! Short message today. The dungeon is humming along nicely. Thanks again for your support. We have a lot of interest already in the new patron bidding program, so please keep up the good work. We have a few changes to announce. If you've watched the recap episode that just aired, you can see our penalties regarding the bathrooms have been a rousing success. The penalties will remain in place for the remainder of this floor, but I'm happy to announce they will be removed upon the collapse of this floor. Thank you, everyone, for your cooperation. The Satan's Lil Hedgehogs mob have been removed and placed on a deeper floor. Their armor-piercing quill attack has been deemed too strong for this floor by the system AI. Apologies to all those affected. We've had a few complaints about the proliferation of the grub mobs. This is not a bug and is by design. Finally, due to the abundance of crawlers camping in safe rooms upon the collapse of the first floor, we've been forced to make a difficult decision. From now on, all safe rooms and safe areas will close 1 hour prior to floor collapse. Any crawler who is in a designated safe area will be teleported to just outside that area at 1 hour prior. As always, kill, kill, kill.
On the message board, a new timer appeared, just below the time to level collapse timer.
Time to safe room closure.
It was 1 hour faster than the level timer. I met eyes with Brandon, who looked stricken. At that moment, I knew he'd been thinking the same thing as me. That it was time to just give it up. Donut.
Our fuse! Carl, our fuse!
Outside, the door stopped bashing itself in. It was oddly quiet. I looked up at the minimap. The mass of grubs had reached the hallway, and the elemental finally noticed them. It left the door and tore through them as I watched. It followed the line of red dots around the corner and disappeared down the hallway. I had a moment to think. Shit, we should have been ready to run. But it was over in less than a minute. The thousands of red dots were just gone. The description stated the elemental dissipated after it claimed 666 souls, whatever that meant. I was hoping that the grubs counted toward that number. They didn't. The elemental returned to the door, thrashing and smashing, trying to get back in. If we had run, it would have followed us. Even if we'd used the chopper, there was no way we'd have gotten away. Not unless we'd split up and gone in different directions. And even then, it probably would have gotten us. The map seemed to flicker for a moment, and a long line of X's appeared where the grubs had all died. Already, more red dots appeared, moving toward their fallen brothers and sisters. On the map, near the stairs, just a quarter mile away, a group of 15 red dots sat. I hadn't noticed them before. I hovered over the icons.
Grub, pupa stage.
A counter, currently at just under 10 hours, was ticking away next to their names. I remembered the scene from the recap episode. The level 93 mob, after sliding down the hall, had been hurt by my boom jug. It had taken almost a quarter of its life away before it healed itself. Then I remembered something else. It was something Rory the Shamanka, the one with all the piercings on her face, had told us. I hadn't thought much about it at the time. I looked down at Donut. Carl, the plan has changed. We can't wait for my shield to cool down. Come on, Donut. I pushed a table away in the corner of the restaurant. We were going to need a lot of space.
What are you doing?
I pulled a bunch of items from my inventory, piling them on the floor.
I need your help.